This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Lipper chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and glad to be with you one more time. Hey, you know what time of the year this is? And there are several agencies out there warning you about it now. And, of course, we are going smack dab into the peak flu season. This time every year, you start hearing all the talk about flu season. And of course, you can get a flu in the summertime, but that's, usually that's not what happens. Colds and flus are usually reserved for the winter months. And you know why? It's because the sun isn't high enough in the sky to give you the good heavy dose of vitamin D that you need. Now, what's that got to do with anything? And with all of the COVID stuff that we've been going through for the last couple of years and everything else, you hear vitamin D kicked around left and right, but they never tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. You need vitamin D to absorb calcium. You cannot absorb calcium in your diet without the presence of vitamin D. That's its number one job. Vitamin D does several things in the body. And it's a very anti-cancer vitamin. It's anti-cancer because it seems to inhibit vascular development inside of tumors. In other words, it robs the cancer tumors of blood. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the flu season that we're going into right now, and you cannot absorb calcium without the presence of vitamin D. Now, why do you need calcium? Because your immune system will not work without calcium. Calcium is so important to all the functions of the human body. And maybe I exaggerate when I say all of them. 90% of the functions of the body, to some degree or another, are somewhat calcium-dependent. And calcium is so important that you have a gland in your body to regulate the level of calcium in the bloodstream. It's called the parathyroids. There's four of them, two of them on each side of the thyroid gland. All the other minerals that are absolutely necessary for life are regulated for the most part by the kidney. The kidney decides whether they need to keep them or let them go. Now, let me get back to the flu stuff that I want to talk about. Flu season shows up when the sun is lower in the sky, especially in the northern latitudes, and you do not get as much sun exposure, and sun exposure is what gives you vitamin D. Just as sun creates chlorophyll in the plant kingdom through the process of photosynthesis. That just means light making something. Photo light synthesis to make something, to create something, to bring things together and create something. And so you have photosynthesis taking place in your skin. The beta cholesterol just underneath the surface of your skin, when they're exposed to a certain wavelength coming from the sun, that beta cholesterol is converted into vitamin D. Now, during the summer months, we get plenty of sun exposure, and we have a less of a tendency to get sick. During the winter months, of course, the opposite takes place. And unless you supplement with vitamin D, you have a greater chance. But what I want to talk about is the things that you can be doing that will definitely tend to increase your immune response. And there's just a few of them here. And, of course, the sun, I think I saw a comparison once before that when the sun is directly overhead, the longest day of the year in the northern latitudes, June 21, the summer solstice, 30 minutes of sunshine on nothing exposed more than your face, your neck, and your arms, with a short sleeve shirt, 30 minutes of that three times a week is all that's really necessary for you to get all of the vitamin D under normal, healthy conditions. In the winter months, let's say the longest or the shortest day of the year, December 21st, the winter equinox, you can be out in the sun all day long, and you will not get what you can get in just 30 minutes on June 21st. But you can still, during the winter months or, months leading up to December 21st and the weeks that follow, face that sun with your face And lifting your face up to the sun's rays can make even the coldest days feel a little bit better, because it's helping you to keep up to some degree those critical vitamin D levels. Exercise is another very important thing, because when you get up and move, you get your cells moving too. And it's not only helping to flush out the unwanted cells, the cells that through normal processes, something called apoptosis, which is the programmed death of a cell. You have billions upon billions of cells dying every day, being replaced by billions and billions of cells. And it's your lymphatic system, for the most part, that gets rid of that debris. And nothing gets the lymphatic system moving more than just getting up and moving around. But you can go, you can go to a little bit probably more extensive than you really need to, because extensive workouts can leave your immune system suppressed temporarily. So it's important to listen to your body. If you feel a little bit sluggish, then get up, you know, go a little lighter until things subside. I have patients who just work themselves into constant sickness. I mean, they think that if they're not working out 6 or 7 hours at a time, 2 or 3 days a week, they're not working out. Nothing could be further wrong than that. So I'm talking about getting some more sun. I'm talking about exercising regularly. And the best exercise of all, and it's hardly ever challenged, is walking. Because walking utilizes almost every muscle in your body. And as muscles contract, they squeeze the fluid that's inside those muscles, not just the blood in the venous supply back to the heart, but the lymphatic stuff as well. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also at forbiddendoctor.com. I've been a regular on the Doug Steffen Health Show for, oh my goodness gracious, the Good Day Health Show for many, many years now. And I was asked to talk a little bit about some of the things we can do as we're moving into the flu season, things that will help to underscore the strength of the immune system, because that's the difference in one person who gets sick all the time and the other person who doesn't. So I talked about getting more sunlight. I talked about getting up and moving around, avoiding sugar. I mean, I've talked about sugar as an anti-nutrient for a long time, and that hasn't changed any. I mean, among the many downsides of sugar, consuming it forces our bodies to use stored nutrients just to deal with this foreign substance. Processed sugar is a poison. That's all there is to it. It's probably the number one drug in America today. And it's the food processors put it into everything. And I want to tell you, I wasn't planning on this, but I think this is important to tell you why sugar is so detrimental to the immune system. There's something called the phagocytic test. Phagocytes are the white blood cells that attack the bad guys and eat them up and spit them out and get rid of them. The macrophages, the phagocytes, perhaps you've heard of these things. They're the policemen of your immune system, and they're in the lymph, and they're in the lymph nodes. In fact, the lymph nodes in your body, and you've got a lot of them along the neck. You have concentrations under your arms and your armpits, and you have a lot of them in the groin. And they are the police stations of the human body. And these phagocytes, on command, on signal, when you come across something, you know, you walk into a room and there's somebody just coughing and sneezing and hacking away, even before you are personally aware that something's going on, your immune system has already been alerted. You don't have to touch, kiss, hug, shake hands, whatever else, with somebody sick before your immune system goes on full alert. It will pick things up from the other side of the room, from somebody that's sick. Your body will pick up what's going on and immediately trigger the immune response. And it's the phagocytes that go on alert immediately. It's part of the T cells. It's part of the what's called the cellular immunity. It's the first line of your defense. Now, there's something called a phagocytic test. In other words, it's a test that's done to test the effectiveness and how quickly your immune system responds to an antigen, to a bug, a germ, a virus, or something that it's not used to, or it's not aware of, and so it has to create a new defensive response. And what they do in the phagocytic test is they'll take a sample of your blood and put it into a little dish and introduce to that blood some kind of an antigen, some kind of a bacteria. And they'll watch it under the microscope. And they'll watch how fast before, you know, before the little cells die, because they're outside your body, they'll live outside your body in the right kind of a media. But they'll watch under a microscope to see how fast your white blood cells respond to the presence of that bacteria. And they time it. And there's a couple other factors involved. Then they have you consume, about 100 cc's of glucose, just pure sugar solution. You just swallow it down. You know, the equivalent of a piece of candy or a couple of pieces of candy. It's like 30 minutes later, an hour later, something like that. They draw another sample of blood, now that the sugar is in the bloodstream. And then they time the response of the phagocytes another time. And they notice that the phagocytes are much slower. They're not responding as fast. Then they have, and they time that. And then they have you take another 100 or a 200 cc's of glucose. And wait another hour, take another sample of blood, and check it again. And you know what the interesting thing is? They only do this a few times until they see your white blood cells just, you know, going AWOL, just sitting there doing nothing in the presence of a bug. And I think, if I remember correctly, just the equivalent of a big candy bar or the equivalent of a large soft drink, you know, 24, 32 ounces, something like that you get in convenience stores, or a large candy bar, your immune system, and it can take up to 2 to 3 days before the immune system starts to react again the way that it's supposed to. Sugar literally stunts the immune response. Now we're going into the holiday seasons, the seasons ahead of us, and, you know, whether it's summer picnics or winter, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, I think all those things contribute in the way you get all that candy at Halloween, then you get all those sweets at Thanksgiving, and then more sweets at Christmas. And that's why you see the flu the worst in January and February. I honestly believe that our immune systems are so stunted by sugar. Then a couple of more things that I want to get to after the break: sleep and a good, healthy attitude as far as laughing. Laughing is one of my favorites. And we have done tests on the bloodstream to show how laughing literally improves the immune response. You may never have thought of something like that.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I told you the other two things, sleeping and laughing. Now, while you sleep, and I know you're aware of this, but your body rejuvenates itself from everything it was exposed to during the day. I've often said that the liver has over 600 identified functions. The two major ones is it's either actively involved in digestion following the eating of something, or if digestion is over an hour, 2-3 hours later after you've eaten something, then it spends its time cleansing, cleaning, and detoxifying the blood. And that's one of its major functions during the night while we're sleeping. And along with benefiting your body, all of the systems, sleep helps you think more clearly. It increases the chances you make better decisions during the following day while you're at work or somewhere and someone offers you a bunch of glazed donuts and you think about, yeah, I remember Dr. Jack talking about that on the radio. I think I might pass this time. The ability to think that clearly is dependent upon a good night's sleep the night before. And all too often we rob ourselves of this. There's a lot of debate on how much sleep you really need. I know personally 7 hours. Now, I can get by with 6. If I get six for whatever reason and I've got a patient load the next day, sometime during a lunch, I'm going to have to lay down and get a good 15, 20-minute power nap. But if I can get 7 hours, boy, I'll tell you, I am good for the next 18 hours. And then laughing, of course. Laughing is one of my favorites. I don't think you'll have any resistance to that. Your immune system will thank you for finding plenty of opportunities to let the giggles flow forth. Laughter can be done anywhere with anyone. It doesn't require any special equipment. You don't have to eat or drink anything else. You know how good you feel after a good belly laugh. So none of these things, you know, will come with a guarantee that you won't be zapped with the flu. I mean, it's good to have a few things sitting around in the medicine cabinet that might help you as well. I have talked many times in the past about bone broth. And, you know, the little Jewish grandmother, when her grandson working on Wall Street is just overworking himself and he's come down with a terrible cold or flu, and the first thing she does is she runs over with a pot of chicken soup. I mean, that's almost a joke, or it's a story that everybody's heard. There's a lot of truth to that, let me tell you, because of all the marrow. You know how chicken soup is more tasty? It, for me personally, chicken soup is more tasty than a beef soup. And because chicken, believe it or not, chicken bones have more marrow in them than beef bones do. And that's where the flavor, marrow, is where the flavor of soup comes from. And I can't tell you, this mega potent remedy should be stored in the refrigerator or the freezer, you know, rather than something else piling up inside the medicine cabinet. Bone broth should be your arsenal, not just keeping the flu away, but it also can kick butt if you start seeing some symptoms creeping up on you because of the amino acids that are present in that bone broth, the marrow that is present in that bone broth, the minerals, the most important minerals that are necessary for immune response is in that bone broth. And at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where my wife and I have our podcasts, if you will search GAPS, G-A-P-S, you'll learn all about this, and you should always have a quart or two of frozen bone broth in the freezer, ready to thaw out and warm up anytime somebody starts to get sick. There's echinacea. Echinacea is a great thing to ward off the flu. And then there's a couple other things directly involved with the immune system as far as some supplements are concerned that I'm going to talk to you about right after we get back from the break. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
New this Saturday morning, we learn legendary Margaritaville singer Jimmy Buffett has died at the age of 76. The announcement on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, the message saying he lived his life like a song to the very last breath and will be missed beyond measure by so many. The two-time Grammy nominee, best known for his song Margaritaville, revealed back in May that he had been hospitalized to address some issues that needed immediate attention. Mohammed Al-Fayed, the wealthy Egyptian businessman who owned famed department store Harrods in London, has died at the age of 94. He spent years of his life mourning the loss of his son Dodi Al-Fayed, who was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana. And President Biden heads to Florida to tour hurricane damage. This is USA News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're churning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
So in this last segment, I want to talk to you about some things that you might want to keep in your diet or add to your diet more so in the wintertime than maybe the summer, in addition to what I was talking about with bone broth. And you don't have to be a real adventurous eater to make this happen. I mean, there are plenty of common foods that are filled with very healthful nutrients that you may want to consider bringing into the diet. You don't have to feel obligated, you know, to research the latest superfood or anything. Keeping it simple is really the best road to success. So I want to discuss a couple of things here. The three main nutrient classifications, protein, carbohydrates, and fat. And, you know, and then you, what about all the vitamins and minerals? If the more you can eat nutrient-dense foods, the less you have to worry about those things. Now, I've often made the comment that you just can't eat well enough today to be able to avoid having to supplement. You do have to supplement to some degree, but the more you concentrate on nutrient-dense foods. Now, by nutrient-dense, what I'm usually talking about are animal products. There is more nutrition in 4 ounces of liver. And I'm talking about clean liver. I'm not talking about commercial liver from a commercial feedlot. Those things are loaded with hormones and antibiotics and pesticides and everything else, and you don't want that. But the local processor that will do the grass-fed beef, things like this, there's more nutrition than 4 ounces of liver, of beef liver, of clean liver, than there is in 40 pounds of salad. Liver is so jam-packed with nutrition, it's silly not to be eating it in some form. I mean, vitamins out the wazoo, tons of minerals and even essential fatty acids. And you don't have to stick to your grandmother's liver and onions recipe, just liverwurst. Just some good spicy liverwurst on a slice of sprouted grains toast. Keep one in the freezer, and when you're making anything with ground meat in it, hamburgers, chili, anything else, grab a little bit of it and throw it into the meat, because it'll give you some richness to those hamburgers without tasting like liver. I'm just talking about putting in a little bit. But it will add some richness. You don't even have to tell the other members of the family about this. You can keep this a secret ingredient. No one's going to know, but people are going to say, man, that is probably one of the best hamburgers I've ever had. sardines or another protein with all sorts of nutritional goodness that gets a bad rap from sometimes. You know, with its omega-3 fatty acids and the bioavailable calcium that's in there and the vitamin D and the selenium, I mean, you're providing your body with all sorts of delicious, health-giving nutrition in a just a neat, clever little package. And you don't have to pick one up by the tail and just slide it down your mouth. Try chopping them up with some mayonnaise, like tuna salad. I'm serious about this. They're perfect topping for a traditional Caesar salad. Or just laid out on a slice of crusty bread and drizzled with olive oil. And then the carbohydrates always have a controversial role anymore. When you look at the work of Dr. Weston Price in his book, this was published almost 100 years ago, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, Weston A. Price, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, still in print. He traveled the world. He was a dentist, very famous dentist. And 100 years ago, the nutritionists were the dentists because the dentists knew that if they could keep their patients' teeth healthy, the rest of the body would be healthy. And so 100 years ago, that's who you would go to for nutritional advice. Well, he traveled the world and just wanted to find out, studying indigenous peoples, what made them so healthy. And these people lived in perfect health by eating only protein and fats as their energy source. And this is possible because our bodies are capable of producing glucose, which is what you get from carbohydrates, for energy through the protein and the fats alone. Your body will make sugar, in other words, if it has the right kind of proteins and fats in the diet. And there are many brilliant carbohydrates out there that can be very beneficial. You know, if you choose the complex, unrefined varieties, you know, like cranberries. Cranberries are a fruit that most people don't even think about till November when Thanksgiving rolls around. But the cranberry's very vivid red color is a big indicator that it houses a lot of valuable nutrition. It's full of fiber, vitamin C, E, and K. It has manganese. And a little tidbit you may not have known, because when cranberries aren't available in the fresh produce area, you can typically find them frozen. And you didn't even think about it, but making unsweetened cranberry sauce, you just add a little inositol powder to it instead of sugar, inositol. You can use this as a condiment for turkey or ham sandwiches all year long, and you get that added benefit of the cranberry that's in there. And then also the dark leafy greens. I mean, if you're new to dark leafy greens, you may want to try something mild like baby spinach. But you've got vitamins A, C, E, and K. You've got calcium. You got iron. You got magnesium, just to name a few. And if you've been a fan of greens for years, it's more likely time for a little change up. And baby spinach might be a good way to go. Ease into it. And then there's the fats. And I hope you're not on the low or no fat bandwagon. I mean, the wheels fell off that cart years ago. People are still avoiding these important nutrients, but healthy fat is absolutely crucial for everything. Your brain, every cell in your body, your immune system, even your hair. I have a lot of ladies, even before midlife, even while they're still cycling, are starting to lose their hair. And I talk to them about their fat intake, and all they have are the bad fats. The canola fats, the soybean oil, canola oil, safflower, this kind of stuff. And when I can get them to go to extra virgin olive or avocado oils rather than the vegetable stuff or the super refined oils, these don't do the body any good. And make sure you're using real butter, grass-fed butter if you can get it, and get rid of that fake margarine. And then if you're going to fry your foods, you've got to stay away from vegetable oil. Tallow from the fat of beef or sheep. Or even lard. There was a time when lard. Remember the French fries at McDonald's back when they fried them in lard, and how good they were. I mean, that's some of the best stuff. And when they replaced lard with these vegetable oils, the flavors just went down. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. More information about me at jackstockwell.com, as well as at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. My wife is not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is that doctor deep inside your body that's begging for the foods that I've just been talking about. The best doctoring of all is the self-doctoring. All healing is self-healing anyway. Nobody heals anybody. You know, the emergency room might save your life if you had a horrible accident, but they didn't heal anything. They saved your life, and now your body can heal itself. And if you can get the right kinds of stuff that I'm talking about here and move back to what I refer to as an ancestral diet, the diet that our ancestors ate before there was heart disease, before there was cancer, before there was arthritis, before there was diabetes. These are all the food diseases that have showed up in the last 100 years because of what we've done to our food supply. And then the one thing I want to add to it here at the end is raw milk, if you can get your hands on it. It is filled not only with healthy fats, but it's loaded with calcium, B vitamins, vitamins A and C. But when it's pasteurized, pasteurization changes all of that. We here in the state of Utah, you can buy raw milk. They won't let it be sold in regular stores with pasteurized milk, which is utterly ridiculous, like there's something wrong with it. But I'll tell you, if you have 2 glasses of milk on the counter and you test it with your kids, and you have them drink the pasteurized milk and then have them drink the raw milk without telling them it's raw because they'll think there's something wrong with it. They'll go for that raw milk every time because it is absolutely loaded with life. And since raw milk is illegal in most of the states, a lot of the states will allow you to have a share of a cow at a local dairy. Kind of a private dairy where you can go and get your own. And I'll tell you, there's ways to make your own raw milk cheese and your own raw butter and your own raw milk ice cream. And it is absolutely some of the most delicious stuff that you're ever going to taste. So I started off talking about the immune system. That's what's going to protect you during the cold and flu seasons. And we don't catch cold as much as, the media likes to make you think. Most colds are just a detox. You get a buildup of material in the lymphatic system. You get a buildup of mucosal material in the upper respiratory tract or the throat or the sinuses, and your body just decides, okay, it's time to clean up. It's time to clean house. And the mucous membranes just run like there's no tomorrow until it can get rid of all the toxins that you've been accumulating. Where are they coming from? Well, you drink them in, you breathe them in, and it's in your food. So the more you can move in the direction of cleaner water for you and your family, a good air filter in the house, and watching the quality of the foods you eat, there's no reason why you can't go through the winter without a cold. You can't go through the winter without catching, and there I use the word catching, the flu. Again, these things are mainly just the detoxification process going on inside the body. And that's why your body needs to rest, and it needs fluids, and it needs bone broth or homemade chicken soup. One of the nice things about making homemade broth, and there's plenty, we have it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's information there. You can Google it online because it's beginning to be a real big thing. In the marketplace, the stores have broth on the shelves now. The grocery stores have more and more varieties of broth. If you don't want to make it, you can go buy it, but get the organic one. Be sure you got the organic broth. Gravies out of it, soups out of it, stews, wherever you can add this to the food that you're making for your family. Cook rice with it. Anything else that you can add it to, you're going to be doing wonderful benefits for the immune system of you and your family during these coming winter months. Now, we have a great podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, what to do before, during, and after the flu. I don't have the number of that podcast right in front of me at the moment, but if you go into ForbiddenDoctor.com, and there on the homepage off to the right, it says the search bar. There's 3 search bars. You want the search bar that says podcast. Put in flu, just F-L-U, and it'll say the podcast that Mary and I put together, what to do before, during, and after the flu, will give you plenty of information of extra things to do besides what I've been talking about during this show. Before too much longer, I'll be joining Doug, and it's usually during the winter months that we have conversations like this. And again, I want you to understand the thing that makes the difference between you and your neighbor who gets sick all the time and you don't is the strength of your immune system. You never even think about it, do you? Do you think about the cellular immunity? Do you think about the humoral immunity? Do you think about building antibodies? No, these are all automatic. And what is feeding your immune system right now is what you ate the last 24 hours. Now, I don't want to impose guilt, and I don't want to make anybody feel guilty. The idea of rebuilding and strengthening your immune system to a large degree is made of baby steps. You just do a little bit at a time, as I've been talking about during the Good Day Health Show today. So after the coming break, as I was saying there, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. Always have a good time with Doug. It's my best effort to keep him from walking all over me, but that's Doug. And you can hear all of our Good Day Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com, where there's over 600 podcasts recorded with Dr. Ken and myself. And you can listen to all my podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
After the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with Jay and me on the Good Day program. Good Day Health, an important adjunct to our conversation because along with food and farm and family and how we live and how we decide to take the various trails of life, what you choose in terms of your own health and well-being is very, very important. And so Jack is here to talk as we have these people on the, well, the two sides, obviously, to the continuing focus on COVID. There are those who are screaming from the rooftops, "Look out! We're going to get it again!" Ah! And then there are those who are a bit more responsible, who actually are calling out medicine, certain sectors of the medical community, for making this. Well, it was a blunder before, and anybody who goes down this road, I get that you may want to get shots. Okay, that's your decision to make. It may not be my decision, and it certainly won't be Jack Stockwell's decision. But, you know, to keep screaming and yelling about this thing is that not only it's the mildest thing I can say about it, Jack, is that it's a disservice to Americans and to humanity, but it just is ridiculous. And
well, you know, you have to examine what's behind it.
Okay,
What's behind the whole thing? I think it's experiments in shutting down our society. Experiments in crowd control, quarantining,
control.
Lockdowns. No, it's not. And there are more and more people who have put their foot down and said, not again. Now, they're talking about ARIS, E-R-I-S, the next version that's coming along, new mutation. There's three others that are... You know, it's whichever one gets the spotlight is going to be the next biggie. So I just sent along some information about ivermectin, and an interesting thing that happened in Peru, because most of these countries, well, all of them except the United States, pick up the health bill of their citizens.
Yeah.
And so they want stuff that works. And so ivermectin was not banned in Peru when COVID broke out 3 years ago, and they had a 74% reduction in excess deaths across 10 Peruvian states compared to local, to the other nearby countries of South America.
How do you define excess deaths? Is it that we're directly
compared
related?
To previous years during cold and flu seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then, of course, pressure was placed upon them because ivermectin was getting the spotlight in a positive nature. So they restricted it. And as soon as they restricted it, there was a 14-fold or 13-fold increase in COVID deaths as soon as they banned ivermectin. My whole point is, I would suggest, and I don't prescribe this stuff, but I suggest to my patients when they ask me, how do we get prepared for the next go-around? And I said, well, you know that I always promote the immune pack from Standard Process.
Yep.
At ForbiddenDoctor.com. But it wouldn't hurt to have a little bit of ivermectin on hand, at least one good dose for each person of the family.
How do you get it, though?
You can go online. You just go online and Google ivermectin sources. You'll have a small conversation with a medical doctor. He'll review your case to make sure you're okay and you don't have allergies.
Online? The doctor's online?
Online.
Huh.
And you'll have a conversation with them, and then they'll send you a dose, and it's rather inexpensive.
Do you take it when you're getting the symptoms, or you just take it as a precaution?
Some people take it as a precaution, but the recommended dosage is to when you start to feel like something's going on inside you, just like anybody that felt like a cold or a flu was coming over them, you would start taking the dose. It's so much that you take for 5 days in a row.
How would that compare to the drug that came out that was you had to take within 5 days of getting COVID in order to be cured of it? I forget what it's called, what the drug's called. But
are we talking about Paxlovid?
Yep, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, that's the recommended one now by the medical profession.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that is very disruptive of your own immune system. Ivermectin doesn't have any effect on the immune system. What it does is it prevents the replication of the viral elements that are involved with COVID. And completely safe. It's been around for 100 years now. It's been used with malaria and several other kinds of diseases that have some kind of a parasitic effect on the body. And it's the spike protein that is triggered development inside the body from the mRNA vaccines it seems to inhibit its growth.
I think you just take vitamin C, you take zinc, you take golden seal, echinacea,
Amen. All
the things
Amen.
That build up your immune system, and forget about all this other stuff. That's what I've done, and much of it at your recommendation. It just, yeah. I feel comfortable.
Well, that's why some people get sick and some people don't.
Yeah,
because
well,
the people who don't get sick have strong, resistant immune systems.
I choose a good, strong immune system, thank you very much, and so does Jack. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.